Welcome to Earth's Mightiest Weirdos. I know we have changed intros several times on this show. I think that one is here to stay. That one gets me amped up every single time.
Good one. Mm-hmm.
I really like it. It is Valentine's Day here at Earth's Mightiest Weirdos, and we've got some of the best gals in the Marvel Cinematic Universe fandom to talk about Valentine's Day. Maya, at Into the Mayaverse on Instagram. Maya, how are you this evening?
I'm doing well. Really excited to talk. We always talk about our favorite MCU relationships, so being able to actually record a podcast on is exciting.
Yeah, I'm super excited. Like I knew Valentine's Day was on a Monday. It was just too good to be true. Allison is here. Brianna is here. Thank you so much for joining us. Holly is here. Thanks for joining us, Holly. I met Holly this weekend in Disney. She was awesome. Alex loves the intro as well. Thank you so much. And Brianna says hi back to Allison and Holly. Everybody, thank you so much for joining us. Sarah from the Nerd Emporium. Sarah, how are you this evening?
I'm doing well. I had a long day at work, so I'm looking forward to relaxing, talking about my favorite thing with some of my favorite people.
And thank you so much for taking the rain check from last week and joining us immediately the following week. It is a pleasure to have you. And rounding it out from the center of the country where it's very, very cold. Jaylen, how are you today?
I am doing good. Thanks for having me again. I'm excited for this episode.
Well, we're happy to have you guys. Dwayne is here. Thank you so much for joining us, Dwayne. Let's get into it. It's not the world according to Jax this week. It's a special Valentine's Day edition. It is the world according to Jax's mom. So here is my darling wife, and the microphone setup isn't super stellar for that. But my wife, Kristen, is joining us, the world according to Jax's mom. She's here to give us her Mount Rushmores of relationships within the MCU, because my wife loves Star Wars and the MCU. I hit the jackpot, and she's gorgeous. So, Kristen, welcome to the show.
Thanks. I'm happy to be here.
So, Kristen, you have a Mount Rushmore of MCU couples, romantic couples first. So let's go with that first.
Yeah, that was hard, but I feel like the other, like the friendships was harder to pick from. But Peggy and Cap are at the top of my list. I love their relationship. Theirs is a forever one for me. Peter and MJ, I can't not notice my guy Spider-Man. And Wanda and Vision, I had to sport their shirt today. They're one of my favorite MCU couples. And Quill and Gamora, I'm heartbroken relationship right now. I really hope something good comes from that. But I really love their dynamic and how theirs was almost it flipped. It was not always the best. They didn't even like each other at first. But
she held a knife to his throat.
So those were my Mount Rushmore of romantic couples.
Then of course us. And then what about the non-romantic relationships within the MCU?
Okay, so this one was so hard because there are so many fun friendships and couples, if you will, for the friendships, but Thor and Rabbit or Rocket, that's got to be
good one.
My favorite.
The pirate angel and the rabbit.
Yeah. I just love their banter, and I don't know. It was hard because I love Rocket and Groot, but. I don't know. Just Thor and Rocket, they kill it for me. Korg and Meek was one I felt like I needed to recognize. I love Korg mostly, but I mean, what's Korg without Meek? He's just the perfect companion for him.
Oh, Meek's dead.
Kate and Yelena stole my heart in Hawkeye. I love their friendship. They are just a really fun duo. And then the trio, I had to make this one a trio. It's the trio that I've been waiting for since, the beginning of the Spider-Man movies is the Peters. I am in love with the three Peters, and nothing can top them for me.
Yep. We'll talk more about the Peters for sure. You're getting a lot of agreement. I know you can't hear it, but I need to give you a kiss for Valentine's Day.
Yay! I love your hair too. Gorgeous.
That has been a long time coming. I finally got her to cash in on Valentine's Day. So that was very fun for me. So thank you so much. Jax will be back next week. All right. Well, let's get into it. We got kind of a surprise trailer yesterday. I didn't expect to get at least a 2.5 minute one, considering we got a 90-second one after Spider-Man No Way Home. But we got a massive trailer, a 30-second spot right before the game kicked off. The big game. Do not use the copyrighted name. And then we got the full trailer online. It's about 2.5 minutes. We got a poster, Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. Before we talk about anything from the trailer, Sarah, I'm going to go to you because there is a special, special Easter egg in the bottom right-hand corner of this poster. And if you're looking at your screens, you can see a shard of glass. And in that shard of glass, there is a reflection of whose shield is that, Sarah?
I was a full 24 hours late finding this Easter egg. Jalen, actually, shout out to Jalen, found it first. It's Captain Carter. I'm so excited.
Massive. Like, I was thinking about back on Loki. When we saw Captain Carter, or when we saw Peggy Carter, like potentially in the background of that first episode of Loki,
yes,
like, really all coming full circle. Man, who'd have thought that just What If? Poor Anthony and Kara, like they hated What If. They're not going to love Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. At least their claim. Well, I think Anthony's gonna be fine, but Kara is not excited for the movie. Maya, what did you make of the trailer? Or is there anything that really caught your eye?
I mean, it was a lot. I immediately went to the breakdown videos today. And so I'm really excited about there potentially being a, I guess, a recasted T'Challa, like a T'Challa from a different multiverse. I thought that was like a very easy way to bring back the character. So it's not like we're never going to see a T'Challa again. So I, you know, follow the recast T'Challa movement very closely. So I'm really excited about that potential. I know some people are like, is that T'Challa? Is it not? Even the possibility is exciting for me. And then I saw in the trailer, there is like a half a second where it's a multiverse and it's all animated. I don't know if y'all saw that. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that looks really cool. Like in What If? But I had like this theory around Across the Spider-Verse that like part one is going to be animated and part two is him coming into live action. So just like being able to kind of see a little bit of both animated and live action together. It sounds cool. We may not, maybe like that tiny portion is just what we see, but I'm really excited.
I think it'd be cool if we went like straight Who Framed Roger Rabbit and we get like animated characters in the real world. I think that would be awesome. Jalen, how about you? And we're going to go to Sarah on the Illuminati. So Sarah, get ready.
Yeah, it looks really, really cool. As someone who isn't a huge fan of the first Doctor Strange movie, this one, you know, has me really excited. I think Wanda is going to break me in this movie. Yes. Her line she has in the trailer, like, you break the rules and become the hero. I break the rules and become the enemy. That doesn't seem fair. It gave me goosebumps. So I'm excited to see that on the big screen and in whatever context it is, because she just can't catch a break.
Yeah. Poor Wanda. You don't want to make her mad. No. Maya, remind me where you stand on Doctor Strange. It's either like your favorite or your least favorite.
It's my least favorite, like the very, very bottom.
That's what I thought.
So I'm with Jalen. I'm excited. I'm really pumped about this. This film, but the first one, it was not my favorite.
So, Sarah, some of the most chatter that came out of this trailer was we're getting the Illuminati. That's confirmed, basically. Now, who in the comics, who is the Illuminati? And there's no possible way we can get that full roster in the MCU, correct?
Well, I mean, maybe. It explains the, are we diving into the whose voice we heard?
Yeah, absolutely. It's part of the trailer. So I mean, we think it's him. Do we know it's him?
It did. I listened to that clip over and over. It did sound like him.
Him being Patrick Stewart's version of Professor X.
Professor X. Yeah. So there's, I mean, based on what we saw in the trailer, there are some versions of certain characters that it looks like maybe we get like a multiverse version of the Illuminati, which would be really interesting. But I thought it was an interesting way for them to bring, I did not know that they were going to stick with that X-Men casting. So I just, there's so much to process for me. It's an interesting way to bring in X-Men period. But especially, you know, the Fox Professor X. So I don't know. The whole thing is exciting.
Yeah. If you acknowledge the Fox X-Men film simply as, hey, they're part of the multiverse now with Tobey Maguire. And like, if Spider-Man 3 gets to be part of the MCU canon, then we can let X-Men be. But I don't want, like,
yeah.
With all due respect, Patrick Stewart absolutely owned the role for 25 years, but he's 80 now. Like, I don't think we can really have a long run. So if he's a like He Who Remains, basically, and he's a variant of Professor X from some timeline, and then we eventually get a different Professor X, like, I'm all on board. But it really, really sounds like Patrick Stewart, which is super crazy.
Which would be awesome to have Sir Patrick Stewart finally in the MCU officially. That would be awesome. But I really thought, you know, one of the things that we were talking about a while ago was, you know, with the multiverse, we didn't want that to be the thing, the crutch by which every other thing comes into the MCU. And so, I don't know, I thought that they would maybe be a little bit more creative with mutants or Inhumans, like, you know, bringing them in, I don't know, a little more creatively. So,
who's this guy?
That Defender Strange, is that what I heard?
So it's not Superior Strange.
Superior Strange. Oh yeah,
I don't know. But
I'm not sure. I thought this stripe right here, I thought he shaved that. I did not know that was white hair, so I was very confused.
We look like we're getting zombies as well, much to the chagrin of some. But like, Benedict Cumberbatch gets to play about four or five different characters within this film, is what it really seems like. This film's going to be bonkers. And if you think it's hard to follow, let me pull this up. The upcoming schedule for Earth's Mightiest Weirdos, you can see there on May 9th, Monday night, May 9th, we will be talking Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. I think we're going to take a Spider Sunday approach where we have multiple guests, all of which these ladies were a guest on Spider Sunday. We will continue to do that. Next week, we're going to be talking WandaVision, which I have a feeling is going to come up tonight, if nothing else, for our poster. So that is kind of where it's coming. If Multiverse of Madness does not make sense to you, go see it opening weekend. We'll be here to talk all about it and probably not be able to make any sense of it either, because it just looks like it's going to be bonkers.
There is. Can I say one more thing about that trailer?
Absolutely.
It looks like we get to see the beginning of America Chavez punching through the multiverse.
Yeah.
Which I'm so excited to see the rest of that scene. I can't wait. It looks so great.
The visual effects of that are going to look super impressive. It really seems like, and I mean, we're going to get a glimpse of maybe what Miss Marvel is going to look like as well. We don't know what's happening with Miss Marvel. Is the Multiverse of Madness going to introduce the mutants and the Inhumans, or is it all one big misdirect? Either way, we've seen Mr. X in a trailer. If you're using Patrick Stewart as a misdirect, hats off to you. that's like legendary stuff, more than Evan Peters and WandaVision. All right. Well, we got another trailer in between. The Disney Plus goat commercial was really funny to me. Like, just a bunch of goats running around. I thought that was fantastic. Shout out to our friends at the Disney Fanatics. They are just now clipping pictures of goats and putting them on different Walt Disney World attractions. And it's fantastic. We got another poster for Moon Knight as well. as cool as that Doctor Strange poster, Maya, it looks like you love this poster as much as I do. Chef's kiss.
Fire. So it's funny because I have not changed my background, my lock screen, in 2.5 years. It's only got the first Moon Knight poster. It was that. Then it kept changing to the two other ones. So
yeah, the
Empire. I love the visuals.
The Empire cover was awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was amazing. So I'm really excited. I was Moon Knight for Halloween, and it's funny because I went back like trying to draw some inspiration for my Halloween costume, and I'm like, oh, it's like I gotta pull more black into the costume, but I wanted to do more white. So it's funny, like I look at the difference, I'm like, I should have just committed to the white look, but it's whatever. I love the costume.
Jalen, we'll get to you in just a second, but Sarah, you know who's committed to the white look is Mr. Knight.
Mr. Knight.
Who is Mr. Knight?
I
love having you here because I get most right, you get it all right.
No, not always. No, Mr. Knight is he's one of without giving, I don't know what's a spoiler and what's not. He's another persona of Moon Knight. I think it was Shalvey and Ellis and Belair that created this look, and it was one of the stories that kind of revitalized the Moon Knight character for Marvel Comics.
I'm getting a Deadpool vibe. Can I expect any Deadpool vibe?
I think this whole show is going to be nuts, and I'm so excited.
That's fair. Jalen, we'll go to you, and I'll pull this one up. This shot from the trailer, absolutely fantastic.
I love it. Like, that's going to be my screensaver because it's so cool. I love how his cape makes like the crescent moon shape. Like, I can't wait for the show and just to see it in action. You know, with someone without any comic book background, you know, just seeing these trailers just gets me excited, and not knowing anything just gets me even more excited because I, you know, just watching these shows and learning more about these characters is just so much fun. And I think Moon Knight is going to be right up my alley. You know, being a horror fan and, you know, more darker movies and TV shows, I think this is going to be a top show for me.
And he clearly can kick the crap out of some guys. The way Moon Knight has been described to me, the way I describe him, is Batman dresses in black because he wants to hide. Moon Knight dresses in white because he wants you to see him coming. And there's still nothing you can do about it. And if I've said it once, I've said it a million times, it will never get old to me watching him jump from building to building and turning it into the Disney Plus logo. I think it's the coolest thing. Like, the Falcon and Winter Soldier one around the shield, I thought could not be topped, but man, I love it so much. All right. Well, let's get into Valentine's Day here on Earth's Mightiest Weirdos. We're going to start with romantic relationships because it is Valentine's Day. But we are going to dive into the non-romantic relationships as well. Dwayne says we have an amazing Weirdos cast tonight. I completely agree. Holly says WandaVision was fantastic till the ending. She didn't love how it ended, but she loved the rest. Let's see what happens in Multiverse of Madness, because there could be some stuff within there. WandaVision, I love that show so much, and you will hear me gush about it next week. Okay, so let's start in the bottom left with Jalen. Let's go, Jalen, with your Mount Rushmore of romantic relationships within, at this point, what is it, 4 live-action shows and 25 movies? Like, it's a lot. So
it's a lot.
If you forget some, let us know who you're thinking, but we'll try to cover it as best we can.
Yeah, I tried to pick ones that I still like, but that others might not have, with one obvious on here, just so you know, we can kind of represent all the couples. But my first one, I'm going to go with kind of the OG couple of Tony and Pepper. You know, they're the ones who have been with us the longest. We've seen their relationship evolve from, you know, her being like his assistant all the way up to his wife and baby mama. So we get to see that whole evolution of their relationship. And I love their banter. You know, she, you know, isn't afraid to put Tony in his place. and he isn't afraid to like be himself around her. And you know, whether you're a fan of Gwen in real life or not, but I think she killed it as Pepper. And I don't know if we'll ever see her again, but if we do, that's cool. I mean, it'd be interesting to see her, what she's up to now without Tony.
Yeah. She kind of show a little bit of her personality in the Super Bowl commercials that we got.
Yeah.
if you're watching, absolutely throw your favorite couple or your favorite couples into the comments as well. We want to hear what you think. But Sarah, Maya, do either of you have Tony and Pepper on your list?
I don't actually.
I don't. They were an alternate in case one of mine ends up being a duplicate, just because Pepper grounds Tony. And mm-hmm. I think it takes a special lady to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm,
for yeah, sure. I really love their argument in the park at the beginning of Infinity War. Yeah. Where Shirt's in the closet instead, like, and then he ends up on the Q ship and she gets just mad at him. Like, you're all in Jalen, who's next?
Next is my obvious choice of Steve and Peggy.
No.
I know, right? Shocking. I just love them. I love that, you know, Peggy, she liked Steve before he was Captain America. And, you know, she respected him. That scene in First Avenger when he gets the flag, when he outsmarts all the other soldiers and gets the flag, and she just has that look on her face like, yeah, he just did that. Like, it's so good. And then just, you know, how Endgame ends with them. They got their dance and it made me so happy. But I'm a big Steve and Peggy, like your wife said too. So
probably broke the sacred timeline, but we'll talk about
that. I don't care. They deserve it.
Steve deserves it.
Yeah, he does.
Does anybody not have Steve and Peggy on their list?
I don't.
You don't? Why not?
I know this is kind of like a.
Is this unpopular... a just because you knew everybody else would have? Oh no,
no. No,
I knew everybody would have.
Okay, yeah. I think what the tough thing about picking them was just knowing he only knew her for a few days. So I feel like the whole appeal around Peggy and Steve was more so what Peggy represented rather than who she really was. So this whole time of like trying to find, you know, missing Peggy and feeling like this lost romance and what could have been rather than what was. So it was nice to see him get his happy ending, but I think I just ultimately favored the relationships that we actually got to see, like, iterate over time through multiple movies. But I think it's a very cute, like, very heartfelt relationship.
I'm not sure you heard it, so I'm going to play it again.
Feeling hot.
When you put it that way, it's hard to argue with. They're still a favorite couple of mine and always will be, but that's an interesting perspective. Sarah, did you have Cap and Peggy?
No, but because I thought everybody else would.
I have a hard-hitting question. Do you have Cap and Sharon? I'll take that as a yes. Jalen.
Next I have Clint and Laura, which would not be on this list if it wasn't for Hawkeye. Same as Holly. I think, you know, I liked them in Ultron. You know, Ultron's one of my favorites. And so I liked what we got from them in Ultron, but what we got in Hawkeye just sealed the deal for me. I love that he tells her everything, you know, what he's doing. And that she's okay with it. And then, I mean, we find out at the end that she's, what, Agent 19?
Yes.
Is that what it was? Yeah. So, well, you know, Agent 19, she knows. Yeah. She knows his world. She, you know, respects that he wants to do, you know, be an Avenger. And I just love them. And I'm glad that we got more of them in Hawkeye, more than I thought we were going to get. I thought Linda Cardellini was just going to be in like one episode, but I'm glad we got more and we got to see their relationship even more.
Well, and then the fact that she was not in New York in the first episode with the rest of the family, it just tells me like she wasn't available or whatever. And I was like, oh no, like, is she not going to be in the show a bunch? Because she's a lot bigger now than she was when she was cast in Ultron in 2015. Right. So, but I honestly expect to see something with her as the main focus at some point, at least a main character of a wider show, whether it be Secret Invasion or something. But she's awesome. And they, like you said, Jalen, they, the way they tell each other everything, there's no secrets whatsoever. The fact that she knows about the Ronin days when she was not around, like says a lot to Clint's character and their relationship. I think that that's really, really cool.
Yeah. And that didn't scare her off. You know, she didn't come back and he told her and she's like, okay, well, bye. She still stayed with him. She accepted it and, you know, figured out what he was going through and, you know, didn't judge him for it.
Yeah. I just hope the conversation went, I would have done the same thing. Sarah. Laura?
What's that?
Did you have Clint and Laura as well?
I did.
It's written down. Perfect. Yeah. And Maya, how about you?
I didn't.
I'm excited to get to Maya's list.
She I am too.
I know. It's Maya's ones.
We're going to keep that in suspense. We're going to do Sarah next. Jalen, you've got one more for your Mount Rushmore of romantic MCU couples.
My last one breaks my heart because we're not going to get any more of it, but it's T'Challa and Nakia. I loved them in Black Panther. I love their opening scene when he freezes and then she just goes and kicks butt and, you know, just, she's just like, I don't need you here. Like, go away. And I also love that when we first see them together, you know, they're obviously not a couple, but she still cares enough about him to come back to Wakanda to support him becoming king and supporting him with losing his dad. There's just a lot of respect between the two of them. And I'm really, really sad that we're not going to get more of it, but I'm glad we got what we did.
I never freeze. Maya, did you have T'Challa and Nakia?
I didn't. But I love that. It was really hard to leave them on there. I mean, I think I may have like suspected it was already going to like be mentioned, but oh my gosh, goosebumps. The scene at the end especially, because I loved it. And I like, it's almost kind of like a Tony Pepper dynamic, like someone to constantly balance each other out and like hold them accountable. So I'm right there with you, Jalen. Just not on my list.
And she never officially said I was right. She never rubbed his face in it, even though he knew all along that she was right. Sarah, we'll get to you, but I'm going to go with one of mine before you steal it from me. Whether it's romantic, non-romantic, I don't care, but it's going to be me and Jack Duquesne.
Hello, sweetie.
I love that man so much. And me and Trevor Slattery, me and Justin Hammer, like it'll be great. Whatever they all want, those are some of my favorite characters. But Jack Duquesne, I love him.
Hello, sweetie.
All right, so you said you had Peggy and Steve. You also said that you had an alternate of Tony and Pepper. But what do we have on your Mount Rushmore?
Noticeably
absent one from Jalen's that I'm not going to bring up because I expect it to be brought up at least with Maya, if not with Sarah.
Wanda and Vision.
That was not mine, but we'll get to it. But Wanda and Vision. So that is that on your list?
Yes, Wanda and Vision is on my romantic list. I like the characterization that we got from the show WandaVision. You can see and you can feel the impact that Vision had on her life, how deeply she cared for him, and what a connection they shared, and how he still, even after, you know, at the end of Endgame, when it's Wanda and Clint talking about, you know, they wish that they could tell them that they won, you know, and Wanda says they know. But so much of their intentions and decisions now are impacted. It's such a deep, meaningful relationship, and it's so tragic. I think the tragedy of it also is what makes it so special to me.
Yeah, that scene when he just mouths "I love you" to her when she's literally killing him in Infinity yep. War. It's brutal. If you can't tell, Infinity War was on TBS, and I was flipping back and forth the other night.
Same here.
Sarah, Maya, you had Wanda and Vision. I very much assume that.
Absolutely. Number one on my list. The best MCU couple ever. Like, I'm just, when, like you said, it's tragic, but it's very intense. Like, their bond was so great. And I love the fact that we got to see kind of like where the seeds were planted in Age of Ultron, with them like just being like living in Avengers compound together, seeing them be friends. Right. And then kind of just seeing how it kind of expanded, and oh my gosh, I just think it's amazing. And then WandaVision, I mean, technically that was a different Vision, but just seeing how they were able to still kind of like maintain like the relationship with them too after he was gone. I was happy because I'm like, a world with no Vision. I can't imagine it. So that's 100% number one, top of the charts MCU relationship.
Jalen, it was only because you knew they were going to come up from the others that I assume it was not included in yours.
Correct.
Perfect.
I wore the shirt just, you know, so that they were still involved.
I do like that. I do like that shirt. I've got it in black. Does it come in black? Sarah, next one.
Next one. This is based on where it could go. But I was very, very invested in Bucky and Sarah.
Maya's just smiling.
I really want more of Bucky and Sarah.
I need to see the deleted scene that exists of him just constantly flirting with her, and just how much chemistry there is between the two, because that man oozes chemistry. But yes. Especially that couple, like, yeah, that'd be a fun relationship in the future.
Yes.
If for no other reason, you're dating your best friend's like sister.
Yes. For the moments friend. That will happen between Sam and Bucky.
Yes. Maya, did you have Sam or Sarah and Bucky?
I didn't. Only because I just know that it's just, you know, beginning stages. But I just love how they give us very little. Like, the flirting scenes were so minor, but they spoke volumes. And the chemistry on, like, it was great. I would love to see, like, a series where they, you know, we can see more of their relationship develop.
Jalen, I expect Bucky to come up in all four of your non-romantic.
It's just all Bucky.
It's Bucky and Sam. It's Bucky and you. Yep. It's Bucky and Steve.
So. Yep.
Sarah, who's next?
I really liked Thena and Gil. I thought that we don't know exactly what the nature of their relationship was, but either way, his love for her, I think their love for each other transcended whatever box or labels we would put them in. When you put aside some of your life to care for someone, millennia of your life to care for someone, and take care of them and protect them, I thought it was just such a beautiful of, and without needing the romantic, you know, need to know, we knew that he loved her deeply. And we didn't need to see them kiss or anything like that. I really like that.
Your internet connection broke up just a little bit, but that was about Thena and Gilgamesh from Eternals, correct?
Yes. Perfect. Yes. You knew how much he cared for her and loved her, without needing to see the romance of it. So, I loved that. Yeah.
There's so many relationships within Eternals that qualify for this list. And Thena and Gilgamesh, I'm glad, is not one that's getting overlooked on this show. I would agree. I think it's my favorite relationship in that film, because it doesn't have to be romantic, because he just he genuinely loved her. And when he sacrifices himself for the rest of the team, it's a super powerful scene. And I, if we're going to use the multiverse as a way to bring people back, Gilgamesh should be stop number one. I love that character a lot. Maya, did you have Thena and Gilgamesh or anybody from the Eternals?
I had a couple from the Eternals, like as like a secondary option, if one, you know, was already talked about. But yeah,
we'll get to that in just a minute. Jalen, how about you? Did you consider anybody from the Eternals? I know you're upset that Icarus isn't exactly who we believed him to be, or he was exactly who we believed him to be.
I didn't, just because there are so many other relationships that I was more attached to. But everyone in Eternals deserves to be on any of these lists.
If for nothing else, Icarus and Cersei, if they have children, they would rule the world.
Yes.
Dane Whitman and Cersei, also probably some good-looking children. Sarah, who is next?
I saved the best for last. I love, just for representation's sake, Fastos and Ben from Eternals, getting to see the new All-American family, you know, playing with their son, playing catch outside, you know, just being dads, being husbands. And Ben is so encouraging to Fastos, and you know, helps push him.
Oh, we lost her. We'll get Sarah back here in just a minute, but shopping the fall collection at IKEA, I think that's where she was headed. Maya, did you have Ben and Fastos?
I didn't, but I like totally agree with the Sarah. It just being like, it was, again, very little screen time, but it spoke volumes. And I love how she said it was like an all-American family. Like, it didn't feel othered because it was like the first like on-screen like gay relationship in the MCU. So it just felt natural, and I loved that.
Sarah, you were in the middle of talking about the fall collection at IKEA.
Yes. I was just this is what the all-American family looks like now. And that for Fastos, you know, the scene right before is him saying that he gives up, you know, he's completely given up on humans. And then he changes. He found someone who changed him. And so his capacity to love and change and grow, I love it.
The most important part for me is it was just part of the film. They didn't make a massive pomp and circumstance around it. It really wasn't even that big of a part of the marketing for the film. It came up, but it was treated like it was an everyday thing. And I think that that made it that much more impactful.
Yep.
All right. So that rounds out Sarah. We're still missing the one that we have not yet discussed. And I really think that it's coming from Maya. Maya, we know you're number one, Wanda and Vision. Who else do you have on your Mount Rushmore of romantic MCU couples?
Okay, so I have Loki and Sylvie. I cannot believe this didn't get brought up. I adored, that's my favorite Disney Plus show. Like,
Loki is so great.
It is weird. I will definitely agree with that. But I kind of also goes against what I said about Peggy and Steve, because granted, they did only know each other for a few days, but just like their on-screen chemistry was just so great. And even though it's like, you know, a different variant of the same person, I just thought their on time, like their screen time was just amazing, gave me butterflies. And it allowed me to see them as two different people rather than two variants of the same person. So I really liked that, especially like, was it episode 5 when they were kind of just like in the diner and he's like singing, just very.
I think it's the third. I think that's the third one. Episode 5 is when he puts the blanket around him.
You're right.
I like the blanket part.
Yes. So I really like that relationship. Next, I had Peter and MJ. And I always thought it was interesting how they started off Homecoming with like him being like basically with just focusing on Liz. And then I really liked how they had MJ being kind of like in the background as like a friend, she's kind of anti, and then just how like they grew their relationship like from scratch. So I always love the ones where you started like, you know, when they start from scratch. So I thought they're just, you know, it's a high school relationship. It was very heartfelt, especially at the end when we saw that, you know, her memory will be wiped of him. It's kind of like a Wanda and Vision type scenario where it's really tragic, but it kind of makes you feel like the love is more significant because of it. So that was my other one. And then the other one that I did not mention, and I'm surprised Jayla didn't mention it, is Bruce and Nat.
There it is. That's the one I was waiting for. I thought Sarah was Team Bruce and Nat.
Go ahead, Maya.
Well, I feel like this is the relationship that never was, but I feel like this, I'm just so frustrated with MCU because I feel like where this, like the seeds they planted in Age of Ultron were so great. And then that natural chemistry, just like the flirting, it was so great. And I think too, with them actually having history, like she recruited him basically to be a part of the Avengers, like where they started and like where they could have gone could have been great. But I'm not going to discount that the focus being on more of her and Hawkeye's relationship. I just thought that like focusing on that friendship was really great. I do think that you could have done both. And it'll give the Hulk a little bit more to do. He's kind of like, you know, yeah, just there almost when you think of like the Avengers, everyone kind of has like their own area, their own background. And granted, I mean, we know Mark Ruffalo doesn't have, kind of sucks because he's really separated from his origin story, at least how we view him. But I think that it would have given him a more of an edge as a character. And yeah. So
rounded
it's
him all, out a little bit. Rounded him out a little bit too.
Exactly. And you know, poor guy just experimenting on himself in the lab by himself. About that, I'm like, man, like Matt could have really been there for him, especially they're both, you know,
yeah,
like, I know, 5 years.
I know Jennifer Walters is the main character of She-Hulk, but I expect to get a little more rounding out of the character of Bruce Banner within that show as well. If nothing else, I think we'll at least get some view of how he became Professor Hulk with his tacos and regular size man.
Mm-hmm. Right. So I'm excited for that. I think I'm just generally excited for more Hawk. I just felt like him and Nat had the groundwork was there. You just did not execute on it. That's fine. And then my
the one, Jaylen, but I thought Jaylen would have had that one too. That was the one.
Well, I've already gone on a rant on this show about them before. So that's why I left them off.
It is really frustrating talking about it.
It's like, oh. It is, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, Maya, who's next?
Well, it was Wanda and Vision were my other one, but I guess since that one was already discussed, I had Druick and Makari. Granted, when I say the least amount of data points for romance, very little, but I just felt like when I saw them flirting, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so cute. And I think I would love to see more of it because it's a very unique dynamic. I can see like exploring what love means for them would be really great. So I don't have much to go off of there, but maybe also I love just hearing Druick talk and just like his accent.
I'm just simply going to drop this in here.
Druick sucks.
Oh my gosh.
Druick sucks.
So
Kari rules. She could do way better than him.
Well, you know, she needs someone who's going to last longer than just one human lifetime. I'll just say that. So, yeah, that's my list. It was tough leaving Peter and Gamora off, but I'm sure I thought someone was going to mention that. But that
Kristen,
was
also Kristen did, right?
My wife took care of that.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. So you guys hit a lot of the main ones. I'm glad that that Peter and MJ, the high school portion of it, didn't scare you away. I still think especially the off-screen chemistry that those two have really helped No Way Home. and they looked legitimately in love, whether I'm falling for a PR stunt or whatever. Like I will, neither one of them is good enough for the other, and that's what makes them the perfect couple. So I love those two. Wanda and Vision will always be there for me. I think we covered a lot of good ones. Like I said, I'm kind of bummed that we didn't get Cap and Sharon mentioned, but
Thor and Jane.
Thor and Jane, no. Nope. Nope. We'll wait for Love and Thunder and we'll see what happens. I don't know. Jalen, let's go back around the horn for non-romantic relationships, and we'll try to go a little bit quicker through this one.
Yeah, I can go quick. So first I have also a trio. I cheated. Bucky, Steve, and Sam. There's my Bucky. I just love them. You know, Bucky is great with anyone. I love Bucky and Steve. I love Bucky and Sam. I love Steve and Sam. Just those three together are just perfect. And I can't wait to see Bucky and Sam in the next Captain America movie. At least I hope Bucky's in it. He better be in it.
They'll figure it out.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you want me to just keep going?
Keep going.
Okay. Next, I have Peter and Ned.
Yeah, I share.
They're just so fun together. I love that they could just be like dorks with each other. You know, they're not scared to be who they are around each other. And, you know, when Ned found out Peter is Spider-Man, he didn't run the other way. Yeah. You know, he stayed and, you know, helped out his friend.
So what you're telling me is during Spider-Man's illegal vigilanteism, you were his accomplice.
Yes. Yes.
I love that scene in Homecoming where Ned comes up and he goes, "Help build my Lego Death Star." And like all the girls are thinking they're all nerdy and Peter still can't like, "No way, that's awesome."
Yeah. Can't hold it back.
Oh, I feel like Anthony, I feel so seen around.
Yes.
Are these your Legos? All right, next one, Jalen.
Next, I have Shang-Chi and Katie.
Yes.
I think they are so fun together. I can't wait to get more of them. I think I've said it before that I'm okay if they become a couple, but I hope they stay friends because I think they're just so great as friends. Their chemistry together is perfect. They're hilarious, and I think they just feed off of each other. You could tell that there's that friend love there, and they really care about each other.
You've said before that if they become a couple eventually, you're good with it. You're glad we got the one film without it.
Yes. Yes. I don't know if Shang-Chi would have landed the same with me if it would have ended with them kissing or something like that. Like, I'm glad it ended with just that hug of, hey, you're okay, I'm okay, you know, let's go back and karaoke together.
It would have been super easy, or...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then my last one is another new one, but I can't wait to get more. And it is Kate and Yelena. I struggled finding a good female-female friendship. I feel like there's not a lot of good ones in the MCU. I think MCU could definitely do better with their female characters and portraying female friendships and females that aren't just sisters. You know, you have Nat and Yelena who are great together, Gamora and Nebula who are great, but outside of that, there's not a whole lot of good female relationships. So I'm excited to get more of Kate and Yelena because I know they will bring it and will be hilarious and fun.
I'm expecting another trio in the near future with Carol, mm-hmm. Kamala, and Monica.
Yes.
Yep.
So I'm excited for that one. Perfect. Sarah.
My first one, I'm just going to group them all together as like the siblings. There are so many good sibling relationships. I would have just had four sibling relationships. So Wanda and Pietro, Yelena and Nat, the Peters, and then Gamora and Nebula, just because their relationships so much of the driving action and for their characters is rooted in their relationships with their siblings. Wanda with Pietro, Nebula and Gamora. I mean, just, yeah.
You left a massive one out.
Thor and Loki.
Thank you.
Sorry. So that one. And then piggybacking off of what Jaylen said, I kind of went off the beaten path. I really was a huge fan of Captain Carter and Black Widow in the What If series.
Yes.
If I could have gotten a live action, like, buddy film or buddy series with them, I would have loved that. That scene where they're taking down Ultron with their shields, the Red Guardian shield and the Captain Carter shield, is perfect. And then Jack Duquesne and Kate, or Clint and Kate.
Hello, sweetie.
Jack was so patient with her. Clint too. They were both very patient with her and very, very sweet and nurturing. I thought it was great characterization for Jack and Clint. And then the last one is Morgan and Tony. I really liked being able to see that softer dad side of Tony. I just thought it was really sweet.
Morgan and Tony's a good one. That's not one I ever
thought of. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. Maya.
So I had number one was Sam and Bucky for me. Just, I mean, that goes unsaid. Everyone kind of touched on them. I mean, chemistry was great and just great friendship. Next I had Clint and Kate. Outside of WandaVision, this is like the only relationship that made me cry. Like, man, it was so like emotional for me. Like seeing that episode when he couldn't be with his kids, he got that phone call from his son and how Kate was there to kind of just help him. And I mean, the whole series exploring their like dynamic as like mentor mentee was just amazing. Third for me is Shuri and T'Challa. So it wasn't mentioned under your list for siblings,
oh,
but
that's a good one.
So good. And it reminds me so much of my dynamic with my brother. We're just constantly running on each other. It was like so good. And it's almost kind of like that was M, the inventor in Bond, the Bond movies.
Yep.
So she was kind of like his girl behind the chair, but that's also her big brother. So there's so much funny dynamics between them. So
what are your toes doing out in my lab?
Yeah. So good. So I can't wait to see, like, I mean, I guess how, you know, Shuri's character goes on, but it's tough to know that we will never see her and Chadwick on the same screen again. And then lastly, this was really tough, but I'm going to go with Bucky and Io, because that scene when she was like getting the Winter Soldier out of him was really intense. Mm-hmm. And I just felt like even though we didn't see anything more than that on, like, basically off screen, you can tell that there was a lot of trust built between them. And I mean, that was a huge milestone for him. And then also to see like him like going to her, getting like Sam's new uniform, his new Captain America costume. So I just love the dynamic. It's kind of like, let me just call up my homegirl from Wakanda. And it's like, I hope they're able to go back and like develop that friendship more between the White Wolf and Io. So those are mine.
I love that. This one, I guess, would be considered a romantic relationship, but Wakabi and Okoye and how much she just owns that relationship and owns that man. I love that one. I want Wakabi to come around. Like we talk about Killmonger potentially coming around. I think having Daniel Kaluuya in the MCU, I think you've got to use it. Winston Duke, obviously an absolute stud. Like if rumors are to be believed, we could see a lot more of him in the future. So we'll see. I think Daniel Kaluuya is fantastic. And if you saw that trailer for Nope from Jordan Peele,
Good. Don't know what it is, but I'm excited.
I saw a tweet that says I hope he makes better decisions in this movie because like every movie he's made better decisions. So.
A few that weren't mentioned for me, Carol and Maria is one. Monica, Jimmy, and Darcy is another trio that we didn't mention that I think is a lot of fun. I mean, you've got to go back to the OG, just all of the Howling Commandos with Dum Dum Duggan and all those guys from Captain America One. That's a really fun relationship as well. But we covered a lot of good ones. I'm very happy with how much of the MCU we covered. And then of course my dream team up of Trevor Slattery and Justin Hammer. I just need it one day. Trevor Slattery and Morris, I think also deserves a mention within here, but that's what separates the MCU from any other film franchise that's trying to do what they're doing, is we're seeing these relationships grow over a decade or more in some cases. That entire, if you watch Iron Man 1 in 2008 and then you jump to 2019 when Avengers Endgame came out, and just every road point within the relationship of Tony and Pepper, or Tony and himself for that matter, or Tony and Peter. Tony and Peter, like, I think we need to throw that one into non-romantic relationships as well.
Yes.
Tony and Peter is a massive one. So there's just so many good relationships. The MCU has it figured out. It's a lot of action. It's a lot of noise. But at its core, it's about the relationships, and that's why it's so relatable for the rest of us. And on Valentine's Day, there's no better day to talk about those relationships within our, well, my second favorite film franchise, but everybody else's favorite franchise. But for me, it is absolutely 1B, just behind Star Wars for all reasons, if nothing else. Maya, thank you so much for joining us. Maya, is there anything that you need to plug? Check out Myve Fashion for sure. Myvefashion.com, or is it just Myve.com?
Myve.fashion.
Myve.fashion. Well, that was the thing.
No, I have nothing to plug. Thanks for having me on the show. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Follow Maya on Instagram at Into the Mayaverse. Sarah, how about you?
I just comic books. I buy, sell, and trade high quality comic books. I'm about to post a bunch more inventory on my Instagram, so keep an eye out.
That Instagram is at The Nerd Emporium. I love that name. Jalen, how about you? Anything you need to plug? Been on any other shows recently? Horror films? You're looking forward to my birthday, actually, when Nope comes out.
I mean, that's the one I'm looking forward to. I think it will be really good. I don't know what's going on in it, but I am excited to find out. It's got me very intrigued.
The best part about that is between now and then, we've got at least Moon Knight, Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, probably She-Hulk, Obi-Wan Kenobi, and Thor, Love and Thunder. So there is a lot coming in the MCU. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Happy Valentine's Day to everybody in our audience. We appreciate you joining us. And until next time, for the children.